There are lots of people out there who will tell us that we shouldn't be looking at pornography. But there aren't many people showing us how to finally break free of porn. Without a mentor, without a guide, it's easy to get stuck in hopelessness and shame. The Freedom to Love podcast is here to be your mentor and your guide. We want to provide you with practical strategies and techniques to live free of porn forever. Then you'll be free to experience the love you really desire. Welcome back to the Freedom to Love podcast. My name is Jeremy Rohr. I am the founder of Freedom to Love. Our mission here is to mentor young men to live lives free of pornography and sexual sin. In our last episode, we started expanding on a technique I use when facing sexual temptations or sexual desires, and I call it saying an honest prayer. That's four steps. The first is thank God and acknowledge the situation causing the temptation. Then we thank God for the underlying gift related to the temptation. Third, we say a prayer for the benefit of the person who is the subject of our temptation. And then fourth, we say a prayer asking God to help us grow in the qualities we need to live chastely. Now, to help you learn this, I wanted to let you know I've created a free tool to help you incorporate this honest prayer process into your own life. You can request it from our website, freedomtolove.org. It's called Growing in Freedom Through Honest Prayers. And what it's designed to do is to help you create your own honest prayers to respond to the temptations that you experience and help you learn to redirect your sexual desires. Now, I want to look at applying the honest prayer process to a common situation guys experience. There's times when we're going to be drawn to the beauty of women, and we may be tempted to fixate just on her sexual qualities. Might be noticing a beautiful girl at school, the gym, or when we're out doing stuff. And this can trigger a reaction sequence that sets us up to want to look at pornography later in the day. If you want to learn more about what a reaction sequence is, I invite you to go back and listen to my discussion with Matt Ahero in episode 13, where he describes what a reaction sequence is. Basically, it's the routine our brain is trained to follow that leads us up to indulging in pornography. Now, to explain a little bit more of an honest prayer, I'm going to use an example of a time that I was traveling for work. I was in Nashville, and I was walking back to my hotel from eating dinner, and I was behind a young woman who was wearing a short and tight-fitting shirt. I noticed her as she crossed the street in front of me, and I just saw that she was attractive, and the contrast of the short, tight-fitting shirt drew attention to her upper body. Again, at times, this is the kind of thing that creates that reaction sequence that can lead us to eventually indulging in pornography. But this is another scenario that I took through the honest prayer process, and I want to talk you through this so that you can, again, learn how to apply this. So, step one of the honest prayer is to thank God and acknowledge the situation causing the temptation. So what is the truth here about the situation? I think that truth is underlying this and what we want to acknowledge. And so there's a number of truths. One is, as men, we're visually oriented, especially when it comes to sexual attraction. We're designed to notice the attractive qualities of women. Now, a woman's sexuality is not her only positive quality, but it is the one that we're considering here. And it's important to note, simply noticing a woman's attractiveness is not sinful. Part of the process we're learning is how we draw the line between recognizing her attractiveness and allowing our mind and heart move to the point of lusting for her. The youth minister at our parish put it well when he said, the first look, the first notice of a woman's attractiveness isn't sinful. It's the second look and the additional looks where we just stay fixated on her sexual qualities for our own pleasure. That's where we cross the line to lusting for her. I like how St. John Paul II defines lust, where he says, Lust is using another person for our own pleasure. I've alluded to this before, but one of the worst consequences I experienced from pornography was it took away my ability to fully love my wife for who she was. Over the years, pornography had conditioned my heart and my mind to overemphasize just the sexual component of our relationship, and it limited my ability to love her for the other areas that make up who she is. So, out of these elements that I've talked about here in step one, what could I say as part of my honest prayer, thanking God and acknowledging the situation? In that case, I just simply said, thank you, Lord, for the beauty of this young woman, because that's what I was noticing was her beauty, her attractiveness. And again, part of the reason I like the honest prayer approach is that I'm trying to really acknowledge the situation instead of just trying to repress what's going on. I don't think repression, like white knuckling, I don't think those are effective long-term approaches to finding freedom. We have to be able to live in truth. Remember, Jesus said the truth will set you free. All right, so let's look at step two of the honest prayer process. We thank God for the underlying gift related to the temptation. Well, what are the underlying gifts of this temptation? Well, the easy one is God gave us sexual desire and sexual attraction. It's meant to motivate us to find a bride who we love. It's the fuel to get us to move beyond ourselves and to make a gift of ourselves. And Gaudium et Spes, one of the Vatican II documents that St. John Paul II loved to quote, says, man can only find himself by making a sincere gift of himself. And so it's in the love relationship and partly, but not only, in the sexual relationship that we as men find who we are. We discover more about ourselves. And once we engage in relationships, then God uses our desire to teach us to love more fully. Another gift is the feminine ability to search for and create beauty. In this case, the young woman I saw, she desired to make herself look attractive. And this is great because our world is so much better because of women's desire to create things that are beautiful. That's part of the feminine genius. Women turn houses into homes. Women create welcoming and nurturing environments. Think how pitiful would our world be if the world never got any better than the average college guy's dorm room? It'd be ugly and destitute. So here in this area of thanking God for the underlying gift related to the temptation, I may simply pray, Lord, thank you for the sexual attraction I feel. It reminds me that I'm created to give myself to my future bride. And again, it might be a time just to say a quick prayer, Lord, watch over my future bride, prepare us for the time that we come together. Step three of the honest prayer process is to say a prayer for the benefit of the person who is the subject of the temptation. And this is where I want to encourage you to transition your thoughts and focus to really loving the other person. I like St. Augustine's definition of love. He says, love is willing the good of another for their sake. And that means that I act lovingly towards another person without expecting anything in return. And one way to do this is to imagine how God sees the person you are tempted to lust after. I think God sees that person for who she really is. In episode 18, Melissa Zachman used the acronym PIES, physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual, to look at how we can view the whole person. And I think that fits well here. God not only sees a woman's physical beauty, I think he often wishes women would recognize their whole beauty, their complete beauty as his daughter. And God can actually use us to help women recognize those other qualities, those gifts that God has given them. And so can we learn to recognize her intellect and the capabilities God has given her? can we recognize that she has a wide range of emotions that make her human? Every woman has hopes and fears, dreams and goals, doubts and insecurities, just like us. Can we learn to desire what is best for her in these areas? And the S in Pi stands for spiritual. Do we recognize that she is a daughter of God, that she is body and soul? And can I will her good for her sake? That is true love. And so our prayer here may be, Lord, I pray for her to know her goodness as your daughter. Provide her people in her life that will see her the way you see her and treat her with the respect and dignity she deserves. The final step, step four, is to say a prayer asking God to help you to grow in the qualities you need to live chastely. Now, this is going to be a little unique to everyone individually, but here are some of the things I've needed over the years. I've needed the ability to see women for who they fully are, physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual, as we talked about. I've needed help to die to my desires to simply use women for my own pleasure and instead learn to love them. And I've also needed more mature men in my life who could mentor me to understand what it really means to love a woman. And so my prayer in this final area is often, Lord, help me to continue to grow to be a man who treats all the women in my life with the respect and dignity they deserve, and who sees women for who they truly are. In the end, the goal of praying these honest prayers is to create a new process that integrates our mind and our hearts with God's plan for our sexuality. This integration builds the virtue of chastity in our lives. The virtue of chastity brings us freedom from lust and creates the freedom we need to experience the authentic and fulfilling love we really want. That is my hope for you. I want you to experience freedom from lust so you are able to experience real love. I hope this is helping you on this journey. Next week, we'll take a look at another scenario where we can apply the honest prayer process so that you can continue to learn how to use this in your own life. So please subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when it's ready. And as I mentioned in the beginning, go to our website, freedomtolove.org, and request our free tool, Growing in Freedom Through Honest Prayers. It will guide you through applying this process of saying honest prayers in your own life. And until next week, may God bless you and know that you are in our prayers. God bless. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Freedom to Love podcast. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share us with a friend. Until next time, remember what St. Paul wrote in his letter to the Galatians. Brothers, you were called for freedom. God bless.